Now, they're still celebrating in Dundalk. Dundalk FC are through to the final qualifying stage of the European Champions League. They beat the Belarusian side Bate Borisov 3-0 last night and 3-1 on aggregate. Here's Dundalk FM commentator John Murphy on the build-up to the final goal.
Dal Hogan again, midfield, loses it out. Comes to Kentish, he plays the short one. Robbie Benson's team through on goal. Can he put it in?
It's over!
Robbie Benson, a bad pass back, was intercepted by Robbie Benson. He's clean through on goal. The goalkeeper comes out, he advances, but Robbie just knocks the ball past him. And Kala has erupted here, has erupted. Alan Bowen has erupted. And why not? This is something I never thought I'd see in my life.
That's John Murphy. And John, Captain Dundalk himself back in 1962 and 1963. So how is he today?
I was just away with the fairies, like, during it. It was just so brilliant to be there to witness it. We've waited a long time for this. We've seen the good, the bad and the ugly, as they say. 4 years ago, we were down in Waterford playing a relegation battle. And here we were making 5.6 million and eight more European games still to play. Like, you know, it's a fairy tale story here in Dundalk. Believe it or not, I've been up the town there. I used to get back in 5 minutes. It's taken me an hour and a half to get back. Everyone talking about it. Everyone delighted. A smile on everyone's face. And as I always say, isn't football a wonderful game? You know, it can change your whole attitude during the day, whether you're in good form or bad form. Certainly Dundalk this morning is in very good form.
I'm sure it is. It's fantastic. Could you believe it, John? Did you always think that they could do it?
I did, and I'll tell you why. Because I was lucky enough to be captain of Dundalk in 1963 when we won the league. And we went away with no hope to FC Zurich. We were after being beaten 3-0 in Dublin. And we just went out that night, relaxed, and played the game, the football that won us the league that year. Zurich had no answer to us. We were winning 2-0 up to 5 minutes from time. And I just put that in context of last night. You know, these guys came over thinking it was all done because they were one up from Belarus. But I know the character of this team. I interviewed them here for the local radio. And, you know, they're wonderful fellas. It's not, there's no big-headedness. There's no clicks. They're all in it together. If they go down together. If they go up like they are at the moment, they go up together. But there's no big heads. And they've a wonderful manager in Stephen Kenny. He's come in and changed the whole culture of the club. You know, these guys are playing for the shirt on their back. And the town of Dundalk, and they've made us so proud this morning, and they'll tell you that. And when you look at them, I always say players should be paid on the sweat. That if you could wring your jersey out into a cup or something, pay them on whatever sweat's in that cup, you know, and never mind these big prohibited transfer fees. Dundalk have a wonderful support too. You know, thick and thin, they've been up there in Oriel Park, as I said, through good times and bad times. But tonight, or last night, was the end result for it all. It was unbelievable stuff. Like, it just brought me back to my own playing days. Wonderful night to be involved.
And John, how much do you and the others there dare to dream about the potential now getting through to the next stage?
Well, the one thing about anything about Dundalk is it's unbelievable to say they won't do it, because they can knock you back like so easy. And these guys, we don't know the standards these guys can reach yet, because like they went out against a team that was seeded a hell of a lot more than Dundalk weren't even seeded, but Bate Borisov was, and we just played them off the park in the second half. Like, we made a bad mistake in Belarus and give the goal away. But there they were last night, just jumping out of their jerseys, just wanting to do well. And that's what they performed. You know, and I think one lovely thing came out of last night is that the Dublin public, whether they were Bohemians, Dundalk, Cork, or Shamrock Rovers or anywhere like that, they came out in their numbers to support Dundalk. And it was lovely to see them all together at the end of the game give the ovation to Dundalk. It was just wonderful to see it. And everyone in the entire stadium last night enjoyed every minute of it. And it was a credit to the Dublin public to come out and support a provincial team like Dundalk.
And that's John Murphy there, who was commentating for Dundalk FM on the big match last night. Siobhan Madigan, you were there too. A great atmosphere.
Yeah, terrific, and a terrific achievement. Let's hope it's the start of more big things to come for Dundalk. 10 more teams are set to progress to the Champions League playoff round tonight. Among them could be Dundalk's potential opponents in the playoff round. The Scottish champions Celtic will also hope to be in the draw for the playoff round on Friday. Celtic play against Astana of Kazakhstan and Glasgow tonight. The sides are level at a goal apiece from the first leg, and the match gets underway at Parkhead at 7:45. The draw for the playoff in Neon on Friday at noon.